Jokes are guaranteed amusing. It is by the crown heads of Europe, has brought tears to the eyes of royalty. Denmark has never laughed so much. The stage, nice little novelty number. A naughty Humphrey breaks the ice at parties. Put it on the table, press the button, it vomits. Absolutely guaranteed. With refills, black soap. Leave it in the bathroom, they wash their hands. Real fungus grows on the fingers. Can't get it off for hours. Guaranteed to break the ice at parties. Frighten the elderly, real snakes. Comedy hernia kit. Plastic flesh wounds, just keep your friends in stitches. Guaranteed to break the ice at parties. Hours of fun with honeymoon delight. Empty it into their beds, real skunk juice. They won't forget their wedding night. Sticks to the skin, absolutely waterproof. Guaranteed to break the ice at parties. Amuse your friends, CS gas canisters. Smells, tastes, and acts just like the real thing. Can blind, maim, or kill. Or for drinks, why not buy a Wicked Willy with a life-size winkle? Serves warm beer, makes real cocktails. Hours of amusement. Or get the new poo-poo machine, embarrass your guests, completely authentic sound. Or why not try a new naughty nighty? Put it on and it melts, just watch their faces. Guaranteed to break the ice at naughty parties.
It's... What show are you tuning into today? I don't know. Who knows? I don't remember.
Family Guy?
Yeah, that's it. Welcome back, guys.
Hey.
Bye.
Welcome
to...
But...
The...
Looney.
Yay.
Yay.
Hey,
hi. We did it. Well, we said it.
Yeah, welcome back. I would tax the nude in my bed. No, not tax. What is the word? Welcome.
And I don't have an intro because I'm too busy being a little hyped up on sugar. I had cookies today.
yeah, I had to commit to that one. I thought it was very funny. So.
Yeah, that was great.
That's such a good line. I'm a big fan. yeah. Spanish Inquisition. Did you expect
yeah. Well, that? It was in the title of the episode, so oddly enough, I did expect it.
I don't think that's possible for you to expect. I don't think that's possible, frankly, and I think you're lying. I don't think you did expect them.
I'm a liar. We all know this.
Filthy liar.
Do you remember that time when I claimed to be naked, but I really wasn't?
You weren't? What?
I confessed it in the same episode. Guys, I'm not really naked.
How dare you soil
lying.
This podcast with your filthy lies? It disgusts me.
What are you gonna do? Fire me?
You're on thin ice as it is, sister.
Someone out there is gonna think that we just... hate each other.
I don't think our friendly, fun banter could ever come off as legitimate hatred. and you must be an idiot if you think that. I will strangle you. Anyway, I don't know. What
I
is...
I will strangle me too.
I'll do a little more strangling of myself.
Don't die.
It's fine. It's gonna be fine. I know how to strangle myself.
Why do you know how to strangle yourself?
no comment. Let's talk about this episode. This is a favorite, I think, among a lot of fans.
It's a delightful little episode.
It's a great one. I really like it.
I kind of like the very beginning because it had a sort of mad scientist vibe, and I just really like mad scientists.
Yeah, that was pretty nice.
Yeah, that was cool.
Liked it.
That was cool.
We get
into the show itself.
Yeah, we get right into the action really, and I really. You know, aside from just the Spanish Inquisition sketch itself, I love the beginning of it. with the trouble at mill exchange.
Mm-hmm.
It just always gets
it's
me.
Just so British,
I love it. It's, yeah.
I don't know what they're saying. I don't think British people are real.
One of the crossbeams has gone askew on the treadle. What is there not to understand about that?
Yeah. I think starting from one and ending at treadle.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I love it. Graham's yeah. great.
I think that a lot of stuff in this episode, okay, it brings into question, like, exactly where the fourth wall is, because a lot of the characters in the sketches are treated as real, and a lot of them are treated as actors, so...
Yeah.
Where's the fourth wall? Why am I asking you about this? This is the silly show.
I'm an expert, but, yeah, it is interesting that there's this, like, meta element to this one, where it's, like, the characters are also actors, pretty much.
But not all of them, because some of them seem like they're really sort of in that world.
Yeah, at least with the, or they just don't pull the curtain back at all, but...
It's like some weird Roger Rabbit stuff going on.
Yeah. yeah, we got... of course we got the Spanish Inquisition, because,
Yeah.
It's great. It's great. It'll never stop being great. I mean, what can you say?
I didn't expect the Spanish Inquisition.
Was
that right?
Yeah.
Was that the right Okay.
Nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition. Our chief weapon is surprise.
Oh, I love that voice you do. Do it again.
Our two weapons are fear and surprise and ruthless efficiency. Our three weapons are fear, surprise, and ruthless efficiency and an almost fanatical devotion to the Pope. Amongst our weaponry are such elements as fear, surprise, I'll come in again. I really like this one.
I can tell.
I've seen it about 10 million times, maybe?
Were you counting?
Yeah, I'm really good at counting. I don't know if you know this about me. I love the voice that Michael Palin does as Cardinal Jimenez. I believe is how you pronounce that. Just an excellent weird high pitched voice that he does for that character that I think is absolutely hilarious.
I have a note here that says Carmen Sandiego looking. I think it was about the hat.
We got Biggles and we got Fang.
Oh, I have another note about Biggles, and it's that he looks like Eggman.
Well, I think he's supposed to look like Biggles. He's supposed to look like
Biggles. I know. Listen, I'm an American in the 21st century. I know yeah. Eggman more than I know Biggles.
True.
It's the mustache.
Yeah. Well, I think Biggles and Fang are great characters as well. It's great. It's a great little trio.
It's the boys.
It's the boys. Me and the boys, TBH. But I think I really love. I feel like just it's reiterating stuff that everybody already loves about this. I mean, you gotta love. Yeah, you gotta love Michael having Terry J's character do the line instead of him, you know, and them just leaving the room and coming back and all that bit. It's yeah. so good, man.
Can I make this hashtag relatable?
Oh,
you know, like we used to do back in the day?
a few weeks ago?
Yeah, this is me. Okay.
Biggles, I can explain. Biggles?
Yeah, I can explain this. I just got back from D&D, and through a long series of things that happened in the plot, we were having an election. I won't bore you with the plot details, but I was put in charge of speaking for our side, and In universe, it makes sense because I get like a plus 9 with persuasion, but in real life, I've got like a learning disability and it is a big mess. I'm like, guys, you could have chosen anyone else to speak. So I don't know. The guy on the other side gives his speech, and he's great because he's such a fun character, and he's always giving these little speeches. He's like one of those paladins. He's got like a lot of bravado, and he's really cool. And I barely stammer out my speech, but everyone's hyping me up, so it felt good. Anyway, my point is, I can't talk.
Yeah. Well, this is kind of you and me, you know? I'm the one who's like, you gotta do it. And you're like, I don't wanna do it. And I'm like, no, you gotta do it. And then you do it.
Yeah, that's beautiful words.
Yeah, I'm really good with words. I don't know if you know that about me. I like this one. I Gilliam, not gonna win best performer. I'm just gonna say that straight up. But
I will never pick him as my top performer. And if I ever pick him, know that I'm dead and have been replaced with a clone.
I'll know it instantly, but just for the record, this is probably the best Gilliam character. Because he doesn't say anything except for a few really silly lines. It's great. It makes some weird faces.
Not
It's
the
fun.
comfy chair.
Yeah, that's good.
That comes a little later. Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Yeah, well, that's we do like to get ahead of ourselves a little bit.
Yeah.
We
We have no timeline at all.
Yeah, the joke about the rack where it's like a dish rack, that's oh yeah. That is my sense of humor. I love that. It's so stupid. And just the fury that Michael goes through in this sketch is just so good. It's so fun.
There's few things that are funnier than Angry Michael.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I mean we've
He's
all seen
like an
that.
angry Muppet.
Yeah, we've seen that Life of Brian debate thing. My goodness, that is one of the funniest things I've ever seen, and that's just legitimately Michael Palin, the man, being angry. It's great. It's so funny. Oh, it's wonderful.
Yeah.
And then we get kind of a fourth wall break, which is good.
I'd like to mention
Oh.
what's okay, we get a big glimpse of Biggle's leg, and I don't know, I'm not sure why I brought it up,
I don't recall that.
but you
A
don't
glimpse of his
recall
leg?
that. Well, it's more than a glimpse.
Oh.
He's,
Yeah, does he like lift
yeah,
his?
that's,
Yeah, okay.
yeah,
That
and I
bit.
just like, of course he's showing off. You know how I really liked exposing himself?
Yeah, Terry
Yeah.
Jones.
Yes. Terry, let's get naked Jones.
Terry, why don't I just get naked, Jones?
Yes.
The guy, the legend. Yeah,
Yeah,
classic.
it's like I normally wouldn't point out a naked person, but you know, if it's him, then I'd be like, yeah, of
Yeah,
course.
congrats.
It's, yes.
He's getting what he wants, really, when you think about it. We're all happy. What is bad about it? Nothing. It's all good. Yeah, we got a bit of a fourth wall break, where we kind of we do a link into another sketch where it's like, oh, yeah, I just got really tired all of a sudden.
That's kind of how I felt too. I was like, okay, yeah, it's John doing his scathing commentary on the industry.
That's probably my least favorite part of that. Just,
It's
his.
like he's trying too hard to say something.
Yeah, I never
I'm like,
liked.
okay, make with the funnies, old
This
man.
is gonna sound stupid. I really have n never liked the joke that the like I'd like to be in program planning, but unfortunately I've got a degree. It's always made me roll my eyes.
it's like he's trying to be smart.
He's so like
he's trying to be like,
he's like, well, all those program planners that are contradicting me, they don't have a degree like I do, and I'm so much smarter than them. And it's like, John, calm down. Like, man, you're
John, you're an
obnoxious
idiot.
This is obnoxious. Like, it's,
yeah, you're not smart, you're just insufferable.
I think there's a point where it's like, I feel like I'm gonna get a little off topic here, but I just want to make this point that, like, I think it's okay to do, like, social commentary or, like, any kind of commentary you want to do in your comedy, but, like, if you don't handle it well, it just sounds like you're just complaining through your character and, like, trying to, like, position yourself as super smart, and that's just what this reads to me, is just, like, he's, like, it's just John, like, turning to the camera and saying, program planners are terrible and I'm mad at them. And it's like, yeah, cool, man.
We get it. It's not funny.
Like, even if it's true, it's not funny. So it's like, I don't get it. It just doesn't work for me.
It's like, they've done commentary on other stuff and they handled it a lot better. Yeah. This was just like, hey, guys. My job sucks.
Yeah, I generally like their like meta jokes, and I like their digs at their own, like, the BBC and whatever. I like that. I think it's great.
One was very on the nose for me.
Yeah,
you know?
it was very. Yeah, I never liked that one, but I do. What I do really like is the is the joke sketch. I think it's excellent.
Yeah, it's just a big string of words, and I love it. It's the guy, all he knows is he's got to open the door, and then, like, this guy's got, like, verbal diarrhea, I swear.
I don't know, this is the point where I say, like, I genuinely can't imagine writing this, like, as a writer, as somebody who's confident about my writing. This is a string of words that could never come out of me, and I'm just, like, very impressed by it. Like, I'm just like, holy crap, Eric, like, this is insane. Like, I don't know why it's funny, but it is. And it's just so weird.
It's just so many little kind of funny things strung together, one right after the other, that it just elevates it to this level of being hysterical.
Yeah,
you know?
It's just this, like, really, like, just listing really strange things, but, like, it just, like, builds and builds. Every time he says guaranteed to break the ice at parties, I enjoy that. I like, they won't forget their wedding night. I always like that line. While you were reading the quote, that was one of the lines I was, like, really struggling not to laugh with. It's such a great, the naughty nighty thing is pretty great, too.
Yeah, it reminds me of this weird ad I had for, like, a dissolvable swimsuit.
Oh, no.
It was like a honeymoon prank gift.
Oh, no.
You give it to your homeboy before he goes on his honeymoon.
What?
And he gets in the pool at the fancy hotel, and then, like, the strings holding together his weird little speedo dissolve in the water. Next thing you know, oh, he's naked. I mean, it's...
Who does that appeal to?
That's
so strange.
His new wife? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully, but you can only hope.
I don't know. It's...
But I just don't...
It also feels a little, not entirely legal.
Yeah, like, it seems very questionable.
It's like setting him up for some sort of lawsuit.
Yeah. Because it isn't, public nudity is not, you know, it's not allowed so much.
Except
in certain circumstances. Yeah. So, like, I don't know.
Like, the individual pieces were there, but, like, all the strings holding it together dissolve, and then the guy's just kind of stuck in the middle of the pool,
yeah,
holding
that's...
the front flap in front of him and the back flap behind him.
It's just strange. I don't know. That's weird.
Yeah. I try not to think about that one too much, but now you have to suffer through it with me.
Now I have to think that that exists. Anyway,
When he's waiting for the punchline, he's like, "What punchline?" It made me think of you.
Yeah, I knew you were gonna say that. Well, I was
Yeah,
watching and I was like, she's gonna say it made her think of me.
I
It
was
made
watching it
me.
and I was like, I'm here's the thing. I was watching it and my mind was like, I'm gonna say it makes me think of him.
Yeah. It made me think of you thinking of me. So there
It
you
made
go.
me think of me thinking of you and you thinking of me thinking of
Ah,
you. Yeah.
yeah. But it's I don't know. I'm the punchline person now, I guess. I'm whatever. I'm the punchline. I'm the person who you hear the word punchline and you think about me. But at least you're thinking about me is I guess is the point.
I like thinking about you. You're cool.
Thank you. I kind of like the jokes about the punchline stuff. It's kind of funny.
They're pretty cool.
It's one way to end a sketch, and they're not gonna end it with an actual punchline, so it's all good.
Yeah. Okay, so lately I've noticed that they've been announcing animations, and I appreciate the warning, but also the dread that just goes through my entire body as soon as they're like,
Yeah.
"Oh, time for an animation," or "We'll put on an animation." And I'm like, "No, please don't put on an animation. I'd
Yeah.
rather gouge out my eyes with toothpicks."
Okay, well, I didn't care for any of them in this episode. I mean,
Yeah.
they get to a point where they were so nonsensical that it was like, yeah, okay. But like,
Yeah. It's
just 'cause
like
I
once you've
get
seen
it doesn't mean
one,
I
you've seen
like
them
it.
all. It's like, yeah, okay, fine art. Yep, there's a naked woman. All right. Get on with it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I don't know. Credit where it's due. I think it's better. Animations are better when they are, 'cause they're not gonna be funny, right? So like, they might as well just be super weird. So I guess I appreciate it more when they're like so weird that they make me go, "Wow, that's super weird." 'Cause like, at least I'm feeling something.
I can't believe they cut off Graham's head for that.
Yeah, for that, we got the great. I love this one, the taxation one. Oh,
Yeah,
I
I
love
understood that.
it.
I love that line. I don't
It's
know
such a
why.
great
It just,
line.
I feel it in my heart.
Yeah, no, he's so excited that he understood something. It's so good. Oh, yeah, the line right after that where Terry J says, "If I might put my head on the chopping block so you can kick it around a little bit." Oh, that line just kills me. It's so good. And just the fact that they keep saying thingy in this sketch is so funny. Just a bunch of grown
Yeah.
men in a room going, "Thingy." It's so funny.
And welcome back to me saying, "This is me." That's me. That's me being a little prude.
My gosh, and when
I like, my favorite thing is like when they fail to understand
poo-poos.
poo-poos. Hi, I'm 5 years old and I laugh at the word poo-poo.
That's so funny. Like, sorry, just Graham just saying, just in his most baffled tone, not understanding what thingy means, going poo-poos. It's too funny. I love it. Well, and then he's like, "Excuse me for a moment." He just leaves. Oh, it's so good.
Poo-poo,
Yeah, it's just so funny. He was waiting on that, and like, he's just like I like the idea of him like hearing thingy and then just being so horrified at the idea that he would have to pay taxes, for what he's just about to do.
if you had to go, like, if you had to pay taxes to poop, would you try to hold it?
That's a really difficult question. 'Cause I don't have to try to hold it.
Yeah, I mean, like,
Because my body is
most of the
just a
time you don't have to try.
perpetual like it's like it's my body is either like this is getting gross. But I think my body is just, like, constantly, like, thwarting me. Like, just everything is against me in there, and I don't know what's going on.
Oh. Are you constipated?
Yeah, almost constantly. I guess that's something that we have to talk about. Here we are.
Sometimes people poop. Sometimes they can't. Sometimes they can't stop.
I think people with anxiety disorders are more likely to have problems with the digestive health, let's say. I certainly have anxiety disorder, one of them.
Now that you mentioned that, like, ever since I started my pills, poop has been great.
It's never been great for me. I'll just keep OBS open just in case it has another error. You know what? I'll just make sure I'm watching it from now on. Okay. So, legs. What? How did we get on that subject? Oh yeah, we're talking about poop. We were talking about poo-poos. We were talking about thingy. Caught it. Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Okay.
Yeah, it is related.
I don't know how we got from that to that.
Okay. No, I know, because we were talking about. We talked about.
Hey, does this mean we're? Oh yeah, enemas.
And how you can lose 10 pounds. And yeah. Then you said it would be easier to just chop off your leg.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Are we going to get another message from Ethan in the editing room?
I probably have to do that just to make this all make sense.
Hey, guys.
It's going to be baffling.
Ethan here. Yeah. In the editing room.
Yeah, thanks for it. That's a really good impression of the way I sound from the editing chair. I don't know why. I always sound like... so different when I'm in the editing chair. Like, I'm way more energized when I'm, like, talking to you, and then when I'm in the editing chair, I'm like, hey guys, it's me from the editing chair again. I just wanted to let you guys know. Yeah.
This is my YouTube apology video.
Hey guys, so sorry. Yeah.
Buy my merch.
Yeah. Anyway, thingy, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, we missed a lot. Basically, so I won't have to say it in the editing chair, because I always forget to, like, say it in the moment, so here we go. I lost some of the recording. It was all my fault, really. But I,
What did you do wrong? Anything wrong. The thing just crashed.
I think just my presence makes everything not work.
Hey, listen, things don't go wrong unless I'm here too. Maybe it's me.
They frequently go wrong when you're not here. You would be surprised.
Really?
Yeah. Anyway,
You want to see my Twitch streams then. They crash.
Well, I think we just both have this kind of bad luck energy we bring in, and then everything just goes wrong. Anyway, we got poo-poos. I don't know. Yeah, the taxation thing was what we were talking about. I don't know what we said about it, but basically my whole point was it's a great sketch and I love it.
Well, I don't think I could do my Gumby voice again.
Yeah. I would tax people who stand in water. That's my Gumby voice.
I remember what happened. You asked me what I would tax, and I said that I would tax people who put me on the spot with questions.
Which is objectively hilarious.
Yeah, I'm so funny. I was like, I'll be here all night. And we did a little bit of an A thing. And it was great.
Yeah.
A.
Well, now that, I mean, I hope we're not just doing recaps through this whole thing, but, like, at this point, like, it's what we gotta do.
It's just like our first episode. Throwback Thursday. Except it's Friday. Yeah.
Classic.
Flashback Friday!
Oh! It's a good one. Let's do a flashback right now to earlier in this show. Poo-poos! I don't know what I'm just causing more work for myself. Just I'm gonna hate myself when I'm in the editing chair. I don't have an editing chair. I sit on my bed just like the same as I do this podcast. I don't know why I call it the editing chair.
I thought we were in a recording studio together. Oh yeah,
that's
together.
Right. That's right.
Yeah. Yes, let's totally not break the illusion.
Oh yeah, you're right.
Boy.
Okay. I love when you get all like you just get so like angry, or like not even angry, just like stern. You're just like, oh, I love it. It's so fun.
I'm going for somewhere between like disappointed parent and frustrated teacher.
Yeah, it really works for you. I love it. It's very funny. Let's get back to the Spanish Inquisition, because I don't know if you expected this.
I was not expecting that.
But here we are. It's so overused, but it's we gotta do it. Like, you have no other choice.
I'm being held at gunpoint, or yeah, maybe cushion point.
Pillow point.
I am so funny
with all the stuffing on one end.
Yeah. Okay, so we open the thing, and there's like the grandma
who's
showing pictures of this old lady, and she's showing pictures of Uncle Ted.
Uncle Ted. In front of the house? Side of the house.
Side of the house.
Back in front of the house, but you can see the side.
Well, see the side,
even nearer the side of the house, but you can still see the front.
Yeah. It's so great. And it reminds me of my grandma, because every time we go to her house, she pulls out the photo album. And she's showing us pictures from birthdays and Christmas, where she gets pictures of every side of all the boxes. And I think one of the weirdest parts is when she shows us her funeral pictures, and there's a bunch of pictures of the corpse.
Does she have to get every side of the corpse?
I think there's some multiple shots, like close-up of the face, and, you know.
Yep.
No, actually, I hope you don't know.
Yeah, I don't know how I would know, actually. Am I psychic?
Hey, remember when we were talking about having some sort of weird psychic link?
Yeah, like our dreams are connected.
Yeah.
I hope they are, because
I
haven't
killed a man, and like...
Yeah, I haven't dreamt...
Not that I really did kill a man,
No, but you could have, and you should.
I could have. I probably should have. But I didn't.
Yeah, not yet.
But that's all I can say.
But you still have me. You can kill me anytime you like.
I don't want to kill you. Listen.
Well, that wasn't part of the
when
deal.
When we have our inevitable falling out, one of us is going to have to kill the other.
It's going to be you. You're the one who's going to kill me. I know this.
With my giant, like, big meaty hands, I'm going to strangle you.
With your...
How am I going to kill you?
I don't know. That's up to you. I mean, you're the creator.
For the record, my hands are not meaty at all.
Yeah, I didn't think they were. I was like,
no.
I thought that was a weird comment. But yeah. I don't know, you could I don't know, how would you kill someone?
Okay. Let's see. Stabbing's out of the question.
Stabbing would be a good way to get some of that aggression out though.
Yeah, but I can't get a straw in a juice box properly. So, but, you know, I still like the aggression. And
I mean, there's a lot.
So I'd probably go for, like, blunt force trauma.
So a straw in a, for the record, a straw in a juice box, there's, like, a very small target. A knife in a person, you can stab anywhere you want. It's all gonna hurt.
It's not about the target. It's about the fact that I'm afraid of stabbing.
True. But blunt force trauma would also be very, very...
Yeah, I'm good at hitting things. Yeah. I can whop you on the nog.
I'm very afraid for my head. But,
How would you kill me?
I wouldn't kill you. But if it came down to it...
That's a cop-out. Come on.
If it came down to it... I think, let's see, we got suffocation, we got poisoning, the classics, More subtle, quiet means of killing somebody.
Yeah.
That doesn't leave them.
Make it look like I just had some sort of freak heart attack or aneurysm in my sleep.
Yeah, I would at least mean, you know, don't have to watch you suffer for too long. So there you go.
Poison. Kinda hot.
I'm sorry?
You heard me. I can't take it back.
Why?
I don't know. I have to say something.
Poison of all things. I think that's...
I don't know, it's like, oh, I'm too good to get my hands dirty. I'll just slip a little poison into your wine glass
and
walk away.
So you think doing the poisoning is hot, not the act of being poisoned?
I don't know.
Would you rather be the poisoner or the poisonee?
Well, I'm not ready to die yet.
Okay. But are you ready to kill?
No.
Okay. Well, just so we're clear,
I think, here's an idea. What if we just go out like that one movie and we get in a car and we drive it off a cliff?
What movie?
I don't know. There's a movie and there's people in it and they drive a car off a cliff.
There's people in it. Ooh.
Yeah. And they drive a car off a cliff and they die and the credits roll.
What? I've never heard of, what movie?
Hold on.
What are you talking about?
I'm a little baby. I'm gonna look this up. Movie where they drive the car off the cliff. Thelma and Louise.
Oh. Well, I feel stupid. But, because I didn't know that. But,
okay.
Sounds cool.
Well...
Yeah, we can do
that. Sorry to everyone who I just spoiled the movie I haven't seen to. It came out 10 years before I was born.
Yeah. We weren't crazy about the Heathcliff. We weren't crazy about Wuthering Heights.
We didn't even get to talk about the comfy chair.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Okay, it's okay. There's not much to say about it.
It's the comfy chair.
I just really like this little old lady, and I like her to be comfy in her comfy chair.
Yes.
Yes.
Moving
on.
Anyway. Yeah, I don't really want to get too caught up in the whole Wuthering Heights thing, because it really doesn't matter that much to me. I wasn't crazy about it.
Yeah, it lasts too long. It's funny for like a second, and then it lasts too long. When they cut to the other things with the Morse code and the other things, those are good, and they don't last too long, and it is good.
Yeah,
but the flags last way too long.
Yeah. Anyway, we finally got to courtroom charades, which is very, very fun. I love it. Let's see. Do you have any? I should let you just talk about this one, because I've been talking a lot.
I've been talking a lot too. It's okay.
Yeah. I really like this one, but I don't know. I don't know what to say about it.
It is nice. I think my favorite part is whenever they're trying to say defendant and they take out the giant ant.
Yeah, I was going to point that out too.
Ant!
Yeah, no, that is I was literally going to say that is my favorite part of the whole thing is when they all go ant. And he falls out. Because just the giant prop ant that he just has on hand for one thing is hilarious. But also everyone's enthusiasm screaming the word ant is just so good. Anyway, we got a naughty court sketch that happens next.
Ooh, naughty.
Yeah, it's a little naughty. My mother doesn't care for it. I don't care about it. Yeah, call the next defendant. We got a little bit of a naughty judge who's done some inappropriate things. I don't know. I don't have anything really to say about it. It's just a I don't know. I like, I think it's weird. Graham's judge character is like, he says he's not gonna punish him, and then he does a very long monologue about how he wants to go to Africa.
And because the punishments in England are so boring. Yeah, I picked that part up.
Yeah, then he finishes the monologue and says that he's gonna have him burned at the stake, which I know is kind of the joke, but like I also just like I don't know, maybe I just don't get why it's funny for him to contradict himself. I think it's funnier if he doesn't, but whatever. It's
I just thought it was just the going from no punishment to
yeah.
Horrific death is...
Yeah, it is kind of funny.
Funny. Yeah. Yeah, you know, there's nothing more funny than a horrific death.
Yeah, obviously. I like a little violence. You know, I'm starting to embrace that about myself. I'm starting to embrace the violence inside of me. You know, we gotta appeal to those serial killers and cannibals in our audience. I mean...
Yeah, hey guys, how you doing?
You know... You know, not a lot of shows would embrace that audience, but we're a safe space.
You're all nasty little freaks, aren't you?
Yeah, and
you know, I love you.
You know, we're a welcoming space for nasty little freaks. I mean, I'm one of those. I represent you guys.
Yeah, I'm a bog witch.
Yeah, and I'm a sewer rat. I'm her familiar.
Yeah, we totally didn't say this earlier. Yeah,
we're just coming up with it right now.
It got cut.
Yeah. Anyway, I
don't get paid enough for this.
Yeah. Who said I was gonna pay you?
Me.
Because I'm not getting paid, so like, you're not getting paid. You
okay? Well, as long as I'm still making 50% of the zero, then that's fine.
That's true. That's true. We'll talk about it.
Okay.
One very small detail I like with the Spanish Inquisition running to the courtroom is I feel like a lot of people miss this, but Michael's character he says 2, 3 to the Old Bailey, please. He does this thing where he messes up the numbers, and I think that's really, really funny. It's so subtle, but I love it. It's so funny. And, we ended out with the, oh bugger. It's great. It's a great episode.
Yeah, I like when they're, like, commenting on the credits. Is the credits? They're running out of credits.
Yeah, that's
pretty
great.
They almost get to their line. They're so close.
Nobody expects. Oh,
like, I am cheering them on. I'm like, run, boys, run. And yeah. I just feel it in all my bones.
Yeah.
And
best sketch. What was it for you?
Best sketch? I'm going to go with the, I'm going to probably go with the, second instance of the Spanish Inquisition, you know, with the old lady.
Yeah, I would say for me, I was just gonna say the Spanish Inquisition, but now I feel like, now I guess we have to pick one. And I feel like my personal favorite is still the very first one. I love the dish rack. I love the trouble at mill. I love all of that one. I mean, all of
yeah,
the
instances they're all great.
But I have a fondness for that one. And then worst for me is obviously gonna be the Wuthering Heights thing.
Yeah. That's probably gonna be my worst sketch as well. But an honorable mention for worst sketch would just be whatever John's got going on near the beginning.
Yeah, true. yeah, and then also best performer.
Best performer?
Yeah.
I'm probably gonna go with Michael.
I gotta go with Michael as well.
Yeah.
I don't really know how you could pick anyone else. I mean, you can't for this one. And we've been picking him a lot recently, which I think is kind of makes up for not picking him.
He deserves it.
Like, we didn't pick him until like episode 8 or 9 of the first season, so it's like, okay, fair enough. We gotta start picking him a lot now. We're loony bin.
Yeah.
I know who I'm gonna put then in the loony bin.
Who are you gonna put?
I'm gonna put Cardinal Fang in the loony bin.
Alright. Just for that, I'm gonna put Biggles in there so they can be friends.
Oh yeah, that'll be nice. Alright, guys.
Yeah, they're buds.
This has been an episode. If you wanna email us, there's always a way to do that.
We're spottheloonies at gmail.com.
That's
spot the LOONEYS. Not IES, that's weird.
It's spelled like how we spell it. So just look at how we spell it and spell it like that.
Yeah, in our like title and then in our lovely picture that we have. As of recording this, we just got it done and it is so beautiful.
Just wonderful. It's exactly how I would have hoped it to be and better. It's best thing I've ever seen in my life. Just thank you so much, Teru, for that. And anyway, we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Okay, nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition. Our chief weapon is surprise and, fear? Fear, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So, surprise, okay, it's fear and surprise and, is this the fanatical devotion to the Pope, or was this...
It's the one before fanatical devotion.
Oh, yeah, I felt like there was, but I can't remember what it is, and therefore I will ignore it.
Ruthless efficiency.
Yeah, ruthless efficiency, fanatical devotion to the Pope, and this weird Eggman-looking mustache.